Welcome to the Oblivion Agenda Lecture Series. This is Mike Adams here, one of the most banned scientists in the world. In fact, I had to build my own video platform called Brighteon.com just to be able to post videos that ask big questions about science, medicine, vaccines, nutrition, cancer, and even history, or even what's out there in the cosmos. Yeah, it's called Brighteon.com, and that's where you're probably watching this video. Now, in this lecture series, Oblivion Agenda, which, by the way, you can see all the episodes at that website, oblivionagenda.com. In this series, I'm going to be giving you an extended version of a speech that I am giving live in Branson, Missouri. Probably by the time you see this, that's already happened. I'm giving the speech on September 13th, 2019, in Branson, Missouri, as part of the Gen 6 conference. And there are, by the way, there are DVD sets of that entire conference, including the presentations from the other speakers. If you want to get those, you can get them from gen6.com. That's the website of Steve Quayle. In any case, I'm being allowed about 90 minutes to present this information at the Gen 6 conference. And even though that's a generous amount of time, I realize that I need more time to give you the full details of what's in all of this. The Oblivion Agenda here, as I've put it together for public presentation, has over 150 slides with many, many citations and charts and scientific diagrams and so on, things that are really important to understand. And I know that many of the people who even are going to watch my live presentation at gen6.com, they will want to go deeper into this subject. So that's what this video series is all about. I'm dividing it up into sort of smaller video segments so you can take a break. And each segment will be a standalone video at oblivionagenda.com. So I'm going to give you just a quick introduction here first, and then we'll get right into the information that, a lot of people are going to have some difficulty understanding or maybe even believing. But let's start with some basics here. The reason why I decided to go public with this information now, as controversial as it may seem, is because people are really waking up all over the world to the reality that we've all been lied to this entire time. We've been lied to about so many things. People are finally starting to get it. You know, we were told that your TV isn't spying on you. Turns out your smart TVs actually are spying on you. In fact, your Amazon devices, you know, the doorbell ring device, I think it's called, your Google Nest temperature control system in your house has a hidden microphone in it, and it's recording all your conversations. All the Amazon and Google and Apple devices, all of them are listening to you constantly, and Facebook apps on your mobile devices are listening to you constantly. These tech giants are nothing but surveillance front ends. And I began warning people about that maybe about 10 years ago, and it was unthinkable at the time that these devices could be spying on you, that your TV could be watching you and actually looking at your facial expressions and building a database of your psychological reactions to whatever show you're watching. It was unthinkable that Facebook would listen to your casual conversations, record keywords, and then have marketers target you based on the keywords that you used in off-the-record type of conversations. You know, it was unthinkable that Amazon or Apple would have thousands of people listening to your private conversations, including, I don't know, family conversations, arguments perhaps, or things that you said in the privacy of your own home. They're all being recorded. They're all being transcribed into words, into text files that can and will be used against you by the government that has really gone in bed with the tech giants to suppress your liberties. Now, none of what I said here so far is controversial or refutable. This is just mainstream news today. If you weren't aware of any of those things, maybe you should read some of my websites because we cover this all the time. Glitch.news is one of the sites where we cover all of these violations of your privacy by the tech giants, by the way. This is all mainstream news. This is what's happening right now. But people are finally beginning to wake up and see that what they're told isn't the truth. They realize that the corporate-run media system is fake news. And then when people saw Jeffrey Epstein murdered while in custody of the federal government, knowing that Jeffrey Epstein harvested children to serve them up to globalists as part of a global blackmail scheme involving child trafficking and pedophilia and probably child sacrifice. When they saw that that evil, twisted individual was murdered in federal custody, a lot of people said, you know what? This, everything is rigged. Everything is rigged. And more people are finally coming to question mainstream science or mainstream medicine or even mainstream history for that matter. And people are realizing that we're constantly being lied to by the establishment. When CNN spends 7 hours on a climate change town hall telling us that all hurricanes are man-made, but then in another news broadcast they say that weather control is a conspiracy theory, you know that something's wrong when their own broadcasts contradict each other. When they say that carbon dioxide is a poison that's going to destroy the planet, that's absurd. It's obscene. Carbon dioxide is what plants live on. Carbon dioxide is the greening molecule for Earth. It's what makes rainforests possible, or food crops, for that matter. But you have so many lies being pushed now by the mainstream media and even the science establishment, that people are waking up and they're starting to see, hey, we need to be able to ask some big questions here. We need to be able to challenge the status quo, challenge the establishment, and ask some common sense questions like, how come so many children who are vaccinated end up becoming autistic? But the vaccine industry says, no, there's no link whatsoever, even though their own scientists actually publicly admitted there is a link, but the CDC covered it up. You're not allowed to talk about a link between vaccines and autism, just like you're not allowed to talk about exobiologicals and non-Earth civilizations. Even throughout the history of science, and even infamous now science fiction writers, people like Carl Sagan and so on, even the top-level scientists and physicists, they all know the universe is filled with stars that have planets orbiting them, planets that can support life, carbon-based life like us. They know that the universe is enormous, that there are not just hundreds of billions of stars in our galaxy, but hundreds of billions of galaxies in the cosmos, and that if we are the only life forms in this entire cosmos, that would be insane to believe that. It would be, what, the whole universe is empty except Earth? I don't think so. So the idea that life exists outside Earth is actually, it's a common sense idea, but you're not allowed to talk about it. The reason is because we've all been imprisoned in these mental prisons, mental boundaries. We're all wearing like mental shock collars. You know how you have those electric fences, those invisible fences, where if your dog crosses that border of your yard, the dog gets a shock? You've seen those, right? I don't use those. I don't like that for my dogs. I just have physical fences. But there are these invisible fences. Well, the science establishment and the medical system and the news media and even governments have built invisible shock collars for your mind. And if you step outside the boundaries of what you're allowed to discuss or allowed to question, then you get a shock to your brain. You're called a conspiracy theorist, you're deplatformed, you're censored, you're mocked, you're ridiculed, all these things. You're called anti-science, even when you're quoting science. All these things happen to anybody who steps outside the boundaries of what you're allowed to think or allowed to speak. But I think it's a very important exercise, in fact, to question the establishment and step outside those bounds. And that's what this lecture is really about. Oblivion Agenda is here to expand your understanding of reality by asking the really big questions that you are never allowed to ask, to explore concepts that you're not allowed to explore, to expand your brain by shattering that invisible fence, that mental prison that's been constructed for you, and a mental prison that you have perhaps participated in worsening. You know, people do that to themselves. They build their own mental prisons. But I'm here as a jailbreak expert to get you out of your mental prison so you can start asking real questions and understanding reality at a level that most human beings would never even begin to approach, because their worldview is so limited, it's so narrow, and their knowledge is very narrow. They have no idea where they came from, what human beings really are. They don't even know who they are themselves. They don't know the origins of Earth, the real history of Earth, the rise and fall of ancient civilizations and all these things. They don't know any of that. They think we're alone in the universe. It's incredible. But you're not that way. Or at least you're willing to explore ideas, perhaps with a bit of skepticism, which I encourage, by the way. You should always ask tough questions. You should never just believe anything by default. But a willingness to have an open mind to explore, to have curiosity, and to reach toward discoveries of new understanding and new knowledge, that's what makes us really, I think, human. That's what makes humans greater than animals. Well, most animals, I would say, dolphins and elephants and so on are highly intelligent as well. And dolphins have complex social structures, but we humans have gone beyond any other being on this planet in terms of exploring and developing technology and even going off Earth to explore other heavenly bodies, as we have done successfully. So you are part of that human desire to learn more, that human curiosity, that human interest. You want to learn and you want to understand. And you also probably, I think that, like they said in The Matrix, maybe there's a splinter in your mind. There's something that's uncomfortable stuck in your brain, in your awareness. Something that you realize that we're not being told the truth, that there are pieces of the puzzle missing from the explanation of who we are and the origins of the planet and what's out there beyond our Earth. You're smart enough to realize that there's more to this picture, and we're not being told the truth from science establishment or governments, of course, that just lie all the time. And so you want to know more, and that's what this journey of exploration is all about. I don't claim to have all the answers, by the way, but I am bringing you this information honestly out of a sense of goodwill. I do have a motivation for bringing you this, which I'll explain in part one, and it has to do with helping humanity awaken and survive, by the way. But I do not knowingly give you any bad information. I have no intention to deceive you in any way. I am here to bring you the greater truth about our cosmos and your place in it so that we all might survive as a human civilization and maybe one day reach for the stars instead of being oppressed and enslaved and limited to this meager existence because we're all living inside these invisible prisons that have been constructed for our minds. It's time to break out of those mental prisons. So continue with the second video in this series. You're watching oblivionagenda.com. That's the introduction. I'm going to jump right into the conference material in the next video. My name's Mike Adams. Thank you for watching. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.